Hey GW, it's me. It's September 1st, 2018. It's 12:22 a.m. and today's my wedding day. Scarlett is getting married. I can't believe this is actually happening. This is amazing. And I get to marry my best friend today at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Everything's set up. I went to the church tonight and had like 7 ladies help me. We set up the gym for the reception, and, well, it looks amazing, and, we set up the room where we're getting married in, and I'm getting married to the song that's playing, The Prayer by David Archuleta, and, my colors are pink and purple. It just seems amazing, you know, everything came together perfectly, with the help of this woman, Pam, who pretty much took the place of my mother. And I remember having a talk-to-talk, heart-talk-talk with her and said thank her. I thanked her for helping me because I started crying and I told her because my mother would normally do this and she's not here. She goes, well, I'm your mother temporarily. I thanked her. You believe it, GW, I met this guy 8 months ago. And today, I'm walking down the aisle. I'm up late because I can't sleep. You know, I've got the black stuff on my face and deep cleaning my pores right now on my face. And I have my girlfriend from, my best friend from Staten Island, who actually lives in Jersey now, make the trip up here for my wedding. And my brother, who's DJing my wedding, is already at the hotel with his girlfriend, who is actually my photographer. And well, I meant to call my other brother to have him videotape it, but I forgot. And, well, hopefully I'll text him after this and he'll remember to bring his camera. So I'm very excited I get to marry my best friend. I met him on Match.com. His name is Charles. You know a little bit about him. He's amazing. He's the most amazing kisser I ever met. I don't know when I'm with him. I just feel so alive and I feel so... He changes me. He makes me want to be a better me. He helps me see things in a better way in so many different ways. And I never thought I'd fall in love like this. He's the whole package. 6'2". Good looking, got all his hair and teeth. Very slim. Health nut. Actually helping me to live a better life, a healthier life. And just smile. Something about his smile just brightens up my world. He's just amazing. His smile is amazing. I remember I had sang You Are My Sunshine to him once on an audio and sent it to him. And ever since then, he calls me his sunshine. I call him my Mr. Sunshine. So I found this mural sticker that says You Are My Sunshine. And in my new apartment where we're going to live, I put it, the decals above our window. It's pretty cool. It's cute and it's, you know, a great memory. So I get to marry my Mr. Sunshine tomorrow and start a new life. I just know that my husband-to-be is so strong that God has sent me the most amazing man. I looked at him today after he lifted so many heavy things and I go, oh my gosh, I feel so safe with you. I do. He's just amazing. I can't explain the joy that I feel in my heart for him and for us and for our future. And my dad originally wasn't going to come, but my brother talked to him, so daddy's coming to my wedding. I guess he was against the Mormon faith, and, well, getting married in a Mormon church is not quite the thing he would want to attend, but he finally gave in, and he's actually coming. I spoke to him yesterday, and I asked Daddy. Michael told me to pick a father and daughter song to dance to. I says, but if you don't want to dance, I understand. Because I didn't like any of the songs he sent me. He's like, oh no. He goes, it's okay, I'll find a song. I thought that was sweet. And tried to involve my dad in the wedding some kind of way. So I found a way and I asked him to bless the food before we eat. Because I'm having all Italian catered. And I have a pink and purple floral cake. 2 tiers. It's beautiful with matching cupcakes on each side of it. And I pray to God these deliveries come on time. I'm very blessed though. It seems like everything is pink and purple, and I made these little boxes that I bought at the Party City store. Pink and white, purple and white. And I put them together, and they're cute. And I actually put candy kisses in there. And on the end of the candy kisses, I had our names inscribed with our wedding date and had a sticker put on each one. That's pretty cute and different, you know, and interesting. Anyway, I pray everything goes well. And as of tomorrow, Scarlett would be Scarlett Smith. You're laughing. I think you know why I'm laughing. Anyway, I just wanted to update you, and I wish you were there. And I know that's impossible, but I do move on to a new life. And my husband doesn't want me to have a mentor anymore. I think he's right. It's time to leave you be. God sent me the most amazing man to leave you alone. So therefore, probably these audios won't happen for a very long time. I have to be very stressed or something to want to talk, to leave these audios, and I'm very touched by all you've done for me, GW. I'll always love you. You're very special to me. But my new husband, I guess he's a jealous type, I don't know, but I just want to please him. And, well, he said he'll be my mentor. Is that the cutest or what? Anyway, he's amazing. He's smart. He's intelligent. He's gorgeous. He puts my body to shame with his body. He's perfect. And I get to marry him tomorrow. 1 o'clock at the church. I feel so blessed. Very blessed. I wish my mother was here. She would have loved him. His personality, he would have won mother over like nothing. And she would have saw why I was in love with him. Anyway, I get to marry my best friend tomorrow. And, I start a new life, new adventures, and Charles helps me get deeper into my faith and teaches me, and he's wonderful that way. God has truly blessed me, and I'm grateful, very grateful. Anyway, GW, like always, thanks for listening, and thanks for being my friend, my special friend. Hugs. Bye.